You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to the edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Tuesday, October 4th. 2022. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we'd like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, the season is winding down. As last night, the Fish took on the division leading Atlanta Braves in what is the final series of 2022 for your Miami Marlins. And for myself, I am winding down here on Big Fish Small Pod. This will be the second to last Big Fish Small Pod for myself this season. We'll still have it going throughout the off season and so forth. But for the regular season, this will be the second to last show for myself. Still have Wednesday. We'll be covering Tuesday and Wednesday. So we'll still have a lot of things coming up for you listeners. But talking about this game on Monday last night, for Miami, it was just really incredible. The Braves came into this game. They needed the win to take the division, to get one of the byes. And the Braves needed this win. Their magic number was one for the division. And then the Marlins took them down. And not just took them down. They really dominated this game. The Braves only got four hits. They got zero runs. The Marlins got four runs. All led by two players. First, pitching-wise, Jesús Luzardo. Six innings, four hits, zero earned runs, zero ones, one walk, 12 strikeouts.
Luzardo's got him set up 0-2, and he gets him to chase. How about that? Five in a row for Luzardo.
Oh, this is fun.
Jesús Luzardo with another strikeout. Called strike three, matches a career high with 12 strikeouts. What a way to finish for Jesús Luzardo.
Luzardo has just been amazing this entire season. His ERA for the season goes all the way down to 3.32. Came into this game 3.53. So really great to see from Luzardo. Finishes the season 4-7, 3.32, 104 whip. In terms of strikeouts, gets up to 120 strikeouts, which is really incredible to see. Gets just over 100 innings. He came in with 94.1, got exactly six, so he'll finish 100.1 for the season. For someone who only started around 18 games and missed a good portion of the season, to come in and just perform like this has just been incredible. Luzardo, one of the best young pitchers, definitely for the Marlins. You could say baseball, when fully healthy, he could definitely be one of the best young pitchers. He does have that type of ceiling for the Marlins. The Marlins also have Aaron Judge 2.0, you could say, at least in September, because Brian De La Cruz has just been on a tear. He does not stop hitting the ball. It is just incredible to see how far Brian De La Cruz has come from his early season struggles, getting set down to AAA, and just everything that's been happening. To just come on and just have an incredible, incredible September is really great to see. Really pushing for himself to want to be on the active roster, 25-man roster coming on opening day. Definitely get that spring training invite. Brian De La Cruz 100% deserved it. See if they can bring him in, fighting for a starting spot, but realistically probably be another fourth outfielder type year. But definitely, if Brian De La Cruz continues going into next season, he could potentially start. Just he's just been that dominant in terms of this late surge in September. And if you're just wondering how great has he been, average around 375, OPS over 1.1. Just really incredible, over 5 home runs. He had another one against the Braves. Just really incredible. He has just been on such a tear, hitting his 13th home run of the season going against the Braves. He also had a double in the first. Just Brian De La Cruz on a tear, 3 hits, 3 RBIs. His average in total of the season goes 249, but that does not do him justice in just how well he's played in September. He is Mr. September for sure for the Marlins. They could keep this going to next season, that things might be looking pretty bright, especially when you're going up against the Braves. They had a Bryce Elder there who came into this game, had an ERA of 2.76. Marlins gave him up 6 hits, 4 earned runs, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk for Bryce Elder. His ERA after the start with the Marlins went up to 3.17. And Miami has, they're on a roll now. They just took 3 games from the Braves. They took the first game, 3 games from the Brewers. Took the first game from the Braves. And now they're looking to see if they can keep it going. I know a lot of us predicted that the Marlins would lose both games, but the way things are going, Miami could win both. They really are on a tear so far, and if they could keep this going up against the Braves, see if they could do it tonight on Tuesday and tomorrow on Wednesday on game 162, see what pitching matchup is going to be there. But most likely, we might see Eliezer Hernandez, as he has been called back up to the active roster as Eric Cabrera went on the IL. So that'll be his season for the Fish. But interesting to see how it is on Tuesday, Wednesday. For right now, it looks like the Braves are really going to need to get things going for Tuesday and Wednesday as to see if Miami can really keep it pushing. But this is really interesting. This is one of the series to go out of your way and watch. But for right now, for that Monday game, Jesús Luzardo, Brian De La Cruz, just incredible, incredible performances. That's going to do it for me for Big Fish Small Pod for this. Just a little review of the game, see how everything's going. Call up with Eliezer Hernandez, Luzardo De La Cruz, just playing unbelievable baseball. And also, gotta have, at least in every Big Fish Small Pod, you got to let everyone know that he is a Cy Young. If he does not get the Cy Young, it will definitely be a travesty. One of the worst things maybe like just what could go wrong. Just really bad if they don't give it to Sandy. Just maybe what's really wrong with voting and everything towards these awards. But for sure, Sandy, definitely Cy Young. That's going to do it for me, Big Fish Small Pod. And do remember this, always, 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 go Fish.